0502.
Good evening. You are listening to Madeline Cave, and I am bringing you Sholta Gale this evening. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Welcome.
Sailed my whole life on bloodied seas. Sail on through the storm. Laughs and hard times, cries and easy. Taking it all back home. Taking it all back home. storms in shadowed valleys, sail on through the storm, asking questions that had no answers, taking it all back home. Loved ones born, seen loved ones dying, sail on through the storm, rocked with the laughter, I've shook with crying, taking it all back, taking it all.
Tension mounts with every passing wave. 40 years of age, and many more to come, I should end up. Just 4 days, when fortune floundered, danger in the waves, but we survived. Get the lifeboats in, the ship she's done for, and steward headed back to grab supplies. Pray to keep us safe. A lifeboat as a home for 16 days. What 20 years of age, and many more to come, are now in doubt. Surviving day.
Hush, hush, time to be sleeping, and hush, hush, dreams come a-creeping, dreams, oh, peace and all freedom. Don't cry in your sleep, bonnie bairnie. Once our valleys were ringing with sounds, oh, children singing. Now sheep bleat out in the evening. And shillings lie empty and broken. Hush, hush, time to be sleeping, and hush, hush, dreams come a-creeping, dreams. means all peace, no more freedom. Don't cry in your sleep, body belly. Where was our brave heathen metal, our men once so fearless in battle? Stand here, huddled like cattle. Wait to be shipped for the ocean. Hush, hush, time to be sleeping. And hush, hush, dreams come a-creeping. Dreams of peace and of freedom. Don't cry in your sleep, Bonnie Berlin. No use pleading or praying. Gone, gone, all hope sustained. Hush, hush, the anchors are weighing. We're all to be shipped for the ocean.
Schultegale is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by The Celtic Connection. The Celtic Connection is a monthly newspaper for all people with an interest in Celtic news, music, language, culture, and tradition. For subscription information, visit CelticConnection.com or call 303-777-0502.
Good evening again and welcome to KGNU. You are listening to Madeleine Cave. I'm your host this evening on Schultegale and thank you very much for joining me. I'd like to tell you a little bit about the first four tracks that I played there. The first one is a wonderful dulcimer player, hammer dulcimer, and her name is Rebecca Cree, otherwise known as Dizzy Dulcimer, and she is a lovely lady from Somerset. And that was taken from her her CD Dulcie Solo, and it's one of her own compositions called the Dizzy Jig. I love that, and I've actually played it quite a lot on air in Scotland, so I'm delighted to be able to play some of this music over here now in Colorado. The second track is a huge favourite in Scotland and indeed worldwide, Dick Gochan. And Dick's not been terribly well lately, so just want to send him best wishes from me and from all his fans. That was the title track from his CD Sail On. Following that, I played The Deadly Winters. Now, The Deadly Winters are an Edinburgh and the Lothians band, and the song was 16 Days, and it's a real story. Mike Eddy is one of the members of the Deadly Winters, and his grandfather, Stuart Ross, saved his crew after his ship was torpedoed. He got them all into a lifeboat, and they were in that lifeboat for 16 days, and they were all recovered safely. And so Mike wrote this song, and the lead vocalist of the band is Chris Blair. Other members are, as I mentioned, Michael Eddy, Graham Chyla, Christopher Gibson, and a relatively new member of the band, Fraser Smith. And they have got a new CD coming out very shortly, which I will have in my hands in Colorado at some time, and I'll be able to play you some more of their music. Finally, my friend Steve Shields sent me a track. That was the last one that I played there, called Hush, Hush. And it's a lovely traditional song. And Steve is a member of the band Druthy Neighbours. And I think right at this moment in time, they are probably on stage in the Edinburgh Festival, Druthy Neighbours. But Steve works with a number of young people. And this particular track he recorded with a young man named Dee. And Dee has done all three guitar tracks on that recording, and Steve is very proud of him, and I was thrilled to be able to play that on air tonight. As I say, it's a traditional song, lovely song called Hush Hush. Steve is a wonderful flautist, so it was his flute playing that you heard there, along with Dee. So Dee was also very involved, Steve told me, in the arrangements of that song. So well done to both of you, and thank you very much for sending that in to me. Going to go on with some more thanks here to Roger Hara for holding the fort while I was gone. I'm just back from spending 6 weeks in Scotland, one of those weeks in Ireland, and I just had a wonderful time. Ireland, first time I've been there. I mean, lived in Scotland for most of my life, but when I did live there, and sadly it was during a lot of the troubled times, and there were many places in the world I wanted to visit, and so I chose at that time not to go to Ireland, but I am so pleased that I went now, and absolutely loved it. Spent some time in Galway and then went down round the Dingle Peninsula and stayed in a beautiful little a boathouse on Loch Derg, and just had a really marvellous time. So, and the weather was quite good. wasn't too great the rest of the time I was in Scotland, I have to say, but I did get away from the heat, which I sometimes find oppressive in Colorado. I'm too Celtic, I guess, to take much over 70 degrees. Anyway, I'm pleased to be back, and again, thanks to Roger. Roger and I will sometimes be co-hosting Seolta Gael on the third Wednesday of every month. Sometimes it will just be Roger, sometimes just me, depends on our calendars. But today, I had a lovely day. I spent it with my friends Debbie and Wallace Salter, who came up, and we just spent the day singing. We've kind of formed a little band together, and we hope to be doing some open mics and things soon, so we were rehearsing today, so that was great fun. So I just want to give a shout out to Wallace and Debbie, because they said they would be listening in tonight, so it was great to see you again. Well, anyway, thanks to the listeners for that little bit of indulgence. For me personally, I'm going to move on now and play you some more music on Seolta Gael.
A fond kiss and then we sever. Thank you.
My heart broke me.
as young the soldier as I stood before. Once more the nation call upon us able-bodied men to rise and sound the march in southern Africa again. All my life a soldier scattered on this earth.
Thank you.
love has left me with Bernie's toll. And that's the last hymn I ever saw. He's joined the army and he's meshed a wall. He's ta'en the shilling. He's ta'en the shilling and he's meshed a wall. Come, laddies, come, hear the cannons roar. Tag the king's shilling and we're after more. Oh, he looks so proud and so gallant then, with his kilt and sporting and his musket gun. And the ladies kissed him as they marched the wall. They sailed the wall, boys. They sailed the wall, boys, by the brooming.
Siobhan Miller and Gina Leslie, and that was from actually a compilation CD, Music and Songs from Scotland, and that's on the Green Tracks label. The Green Tracks label, of course, is owned by Ian Green and his lovely wife June, and Ian and June had a wee, beautiful wee Scottish terrier called Mary Beg. And Mary Beg is sadly passed away in February, and they're still, of course, miss her very much. And Ian had mentioned that the other day. So just thinking about them and what wonderful music Ian and June brought to Scotland through all of their CDs. Just a call into the studio during the one of those songs there from Rick Green. So, Rick, thank you very much for calling in and for your kind comments, and hope that you continue listening. I bring my own music in to the studio, and most of it is Scottish because that's where I was living before I came back here and doing radio shows over there. But he requested a couple of Irish tracks, which I do have, but I didn't have with me. So I will bring something in for the next time. So thank you very much for calling in. The first track that I played after the break there was by Jill Bowman. It's a beautiful Robert Burns song called A Fond Kiss. Now, a wee story here. When I was 11 years old, I started school when I was 4. So I was 11 years old when I went to high school, because in Scotland you have primary school and then you go on to high school. We don't have a middle school really. So I was 11 years old when I started in high school. And one day I was walking through the assembly hall and there was a young girl. She was lots older than me. She must have been at least 15 and very lovely with bright red hair. And she was singing and playing guitar up on the stage, I think rehearsing for an upcoming concert that was going to be held in the school. And I was totally mesmerised, and I stood and I watched her and I listened to her, and I thought, oh, I wish I could do that. And her name is Jill Bowman, Jillian, and she lives in Edinburgh and she runs a song circle. And that was her singing A Fond Kiss by Robert Burns, and that is again from a compilation CD, the music and song of the Great Tapestry of Scotland, released by Green Tracks. I don't have time tonight to tell you about the Great Tapestry of Scotland, but it's worth googling if you would like to read the story of it. Next up was Rallying. Now, Rallying, the track there was The Blacksmith. Tonight, the first show that I did on Shilta Gael, I brought in music and it was all by people that I knew personally. And actually, just as I was finishing off the work I was doing to prepare for the show tonight, and I was looking back through the CDs that I had selected, I realised that I have met everyone that I'm at least in Rallying, it's two of the band members, Fiona Cuthill and Stevie Lawrence. And I've met someone, if not everyone, from all of the tracks that I'm playing tonight. I either have just maybe met them once, as in the case of Dick Gaughan, or they're very, very good friends. So how lucky am I? And so that was Rallying with The Blacksmith. And then Mary Orr, who is a good friend. And Mary, that was one of her own songs from her CD, Jenny Does Burn. And Mary is from the Highlands in Scotland, and she lives up in near Morar now. And when I met her, she was living in Edinburgh. And when she released this CD, I went along to her CD party in Edinburgh, and I sat at an empty table. I was on my own, and it was a large round table pretty much in the centre of the room. And a couple came and sat next to me, and we got chatting. Anyway, to cut a long story short, the lady that I was sitting talking with, her name is Rebecca McKinney, and she went to see you in Boulder. I couldn't believe it. You know, my oldest daughter had started at CU, and here I was just purely by accident sitting next to a lady who also went to and graduated from CU. She is an author and has just released a new book. It's out any day now. And we really enjoyed Mary's concert. Track was The Piper of Pen Mianach, and it's a story written about her I think, great-great-great-grandfather who went off to the wars, and all that came back was his bagpipes, and they still have them. The family still have his bagpipes. So those were the four tracks, and then, as I say, I finished off with the King's Shilling with Siobhan Miller and Gina Leslie. So this is Sholta Gale. You're listening to Madeline Cave on KGNU. And as I mentioned, some of these people that I'm playing tracks from are good pals. Here's one by George Macri and his lady, Diana Maxwell. And this is one of George's own songs from his new CD. His CD is called Singing Off Key, spelt Q-U-A-Y. A lot of George's songs are to do with the sea, as is this one called Sou Sou West o' the Mai.
West o' the Mai, Sou Sou West o' the Mai. When I was a young laddie, just a boy of 17, I went to the fishing on a boat deep in. One day we landed in Seaton, there's a girl standing on the pier. She smiled, I was smitten, and I knew that love was here. Sou Sou West o' the Mai, Sou Sou West o' the Mai. Then I finally met her, we walked along the deep. Fate had brought us together, I was happy as a bee. I bought a ring of engagement, but alas, she chose to decline. I stood in amazement as she broke the ties that bind. Sou Sou West o' the Mai, Sou Sou West o' the Mai. Wetty another, laddies we hate three. I've earned a decent living, working at the sea. Whenever I wasn't seen, I'd cast a searching eye, reliving the memories of happy days gone by. Sou Sou West o' the Mai, Sou Sou West o' the Mai. Knew I'm older and wiser, got a wee boat lying in Crail. The laddies come every weekend, we go for a sail. The other day we were fishing, I felt a turn of the tide. I looked towards the horizon, waved a last goodbye. West o' the Mai,
And how did you thrive? How many bairns hae ye? Quo camar a hae five? We're on Norden, Edden, Edden, Norden. We're on Norden, Nadder, who's at him? We're on Norden, Edden, Edden, Norden. We're on Norden, Nadder, who's at him? Get in. Are the odd Johnnies had we'll know? Some of them were gotten when Johnny was a war. We're on Norden, Edden, Edden, Norden. We're on Norden, Nadder, who's at him? We're on Norden, Edden, Edden, Norden. We're on Norden, Nadder, who's at him? Get in. Cats like milk, and dogs like brew. Lasses like laddies, wheel and laddies, lasses too. We're on Norden, Edden, Edden, Norden. We're on Norden, Nadder, who's at him? We're on Norden, Edden, Edden, Norden. We're on Norden, Nadder, who's at him? We're on Norden, Edden, Edden, Norden. We're on Norden, Nadder, who's at him? Get him. Get him.
There you go. Now that's the show almost over for tonight. Next up is George, and he'll be on straight after me. But I'd like to tell you about those last two tracks. So I mentioned that the first one was my friend George Macri. That was from his new CD, singing off key, and the track Sue Sue West o' the May, he says the title comes from a funny story a relative once told him, and the melody is by his friend Alex Vaughan, who is from Nova Scotia, and the lyrics there were by George, and just giving a wee mention to my friend, his lady Diana Maxwell, because she did some vocals on that track, and thanks very much for sending that to me, George. Lovely to see you both when I was over there recently. Next up, this was another track from Green Tracks, the music and song of Green Tracks, the best of Scottish music, and that's a double CD. And that was Kilbeg with the Nodding Song and Gideon to Ye Kimmer, the Sky Bridge Dance. Great songs come from the Green Tracks label. If you're ever wanting to get some compilation albums, it's well worth looking them up. I am going to say goodnight and sign off now with a track by Amy Geddes. This is from her CD Messing, and Messing is also the track I'm going to play, the title track, and it was inspired by her friend who did the cover of her the illustrations of her CD, and it was Amy's birthday I think last week. Might just have been a couple of days ago, but it could have been last week. Anyway, I'm going to play this track. She's a wonderful fiddler from Pathhead, an area in Scotland near Edinburgh that is just, it's like a wee gold mine of musicians. They have a wonderful musicians collective there, and they're very, very active. And this is Amy Geddes with Messing.
Brought to you by Back to Basics Kitchen, a local meal service whose team makes dishes from scratch with local and organic ingredients. Back to Basics Kitchen features a new gluten-free menu every week with a variety of options for diets including paleo, vegetarian, and GAPS friendly. More information at backtobasicskitchen.com/KGNU.
You are tuned to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. It's just after 8 o'clock, stay tuned next for Musica Mundi.